Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we'll meet part-time medium here in a second. We got to call out three names to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at up to $1,000 is about to happen if you signed up at KidNation.com. Now, if you haven't signed up, look, we're not going to call your name because we don't have your name. Go to KidNation.com and sign up because we'll play an hour from now again, so there's still a chance. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes here, we'll open it up for everyone. But right now, it's about you three people. Now, remember, leave the phone lines open, please, Kid Nation, for these people. Because if we clog it up, they can't get in, and that's not fair. Let's be nice to each other. Jenna, do you have those names?
I do. The three names are Julissa Perez, Veronica Stanton, Michael Kissinger. Michael Kissinger, Veronica Stanton, Julissa Perez. Your 10 minutes start now. First one in gets the play. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIN.
Your 10 minutes start now. Good luck. And now, joining us in studio, our favorite person. Formerly known as part-time Justin, now full-time Justin.
Favorite person.
Your favorite person is me. Hello. Hi.
Man,
I got to do it.
Hey.
He's a new title.
Yeah, favorite person.
Favorite person, Justin.
So now that you're full-time, you're still going out and getting those part-time gigs to make some extra cash?
Yes. Still am making some extra cash and, you know, gaining experience with new jobs that I take on.
Life experience.
Yeah,
life experiences. Right. Some skills that you develop working in different areas.
Mm-hmm. So when you're not being asked out to go hang out by Kid Nation members, you're out trying to get a gig.
Yes.
Okay.
Whether it's clothing, food, technology.
Have you ever been to a medium before?
Yes. Actually, so we're talking, this is my job, part-time medium, which is actually part-time witch because we didn't talk to any spirits, but I've never been to a medium before.
Oh, you haven't been to a medium before.
Have you ever worn a medium? Sometimes.
No, never worn a medium either.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
skip right over that.
It's a little tight.
Small to large, okay.
All right, so Justin, you went to be a part-time medium.
Well, yes, it's I wrote a nice introduction for it. Okay.
Do you want to do your theme song first or your intro?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do the intro and then.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm glad we planned this out. Okay. Halloween is right around the corner. Cool. What sentence did I write? Okay. It's a time to be doing ghost stories. It's a time to do ghost stories. And I was like, maybe I could be a part-time Ghostbuster, but that's a hard job to get. And then I thought zombies are kind of cool, so maybe I could be a part-time mortician or like a part-time doctor or something.
Wow.
But couldn't get those. So the next best thing I thought was part-time witch. So I met this awesome woman named Lana who identifies herself as a witch. And we are now going to go into the theme song.
You ready for the theme song? Okay. She identifies as a witch. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, all right.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll, huh? Yep.
That was amazingly close for you. That was
on beat.
That was kind of all right.
Yeah. Jenna's shaking her head no, but it's better than normal.
Good in the beginning, yeah.
All right.
You got off beat.
Well, we still got the closing.
Okay.
You still got the closing?
Right. Yeah, don't worry.
One more chance. All right.
Sometimes you got to warm up to it.
But aren't you, this makes you a Wiccan, right? That's a male witch.
Wizard?
A Wiccan. No, a Wiccan's a male witch.
That's true. I don't
know. On Halloween Town, Marty's brother was a witch.
What's Halloween Town?
Halloween Town on Disney.
Come on.
Oh, my kid's watching it. Yeah.
Yes.
There's like four or five of those bad boys.
Why are you watching it?
It's a Halloween tradition.
I watched it when I was little.
Oh, it's been around for a while?
Yeah, it's like early 2000s.
It was on all day yesterday. They had like all of them back to back.
And Disney always plays that good one. Disney Channel originals are awesome.
Yeah, they are. Disney's on point right now. All right, let's
meet.
Part-time medium.
So, you want to do psychic readings?
Psychic readings, yes.
Do you know how to read tarot?
No, I don't.
Did you bring any regular cards with you?
No, I did not.
Oh,
there's a video.
I'm so sorry. I should have brought a pack. When did you first realize?
When I was 7.
When you were 7, what happened?
I put a curse on my sister.
Oh, shoot. A real curse?
A real curse.
Is your sister here?
No.
Oh. Where is she?
Oh, we don't want to say that. Which sister? I have a lot of them.
Oh, really?
But anyhow, I did put it on one of my sisters.
Okay.
It worked beautifully. I'm a poor man's psychiatrist. I can't help it. Everything is coded.
Everything is?
Everything is coded. Your name, your birthday, the time you were born, everything has a code to it.
So you can read it all?
Yep. You're not very good at holding money.
What? You just read me like an open book.
Oh, she got it good. You're not...
Was that her phone?
That was her phone.
Okay, I was like, what is that?
In the middle of a reading?
Yes, she was taking calls in the middle of it, but it's fine.
Hi.
No.
Did you want her to clear her throat at all during this whole thing?
No, I loved it. I think she was from New Jersey. Also, was really cool. She knew who was calling before.
She did?
Yeah, because she
caller ID.
Caller ID. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue.
Very good at holding money because you have a hole right there and the money falls through your hands. The only thing you need to work on is your temper.
Really?
You have a temper. And the number 6 represents you very strongly.
6? My favorite number is 11 now.
Yeah, well, you're very particular. You are very squeamish the way you want your house. Very, very particular.
Ah! That is so cool.
You love to entertain. You like to be the center of attention.
That's not true.
You're applying for a job.
Yes,
so let's see what you can do.
Got it. Okay, let's try to read your palm.
Okay.
Who's that screaming in pain in the background?
That is some random kid that she did not let me know, or Anna, the camera. She did not let us know that there was a child in that house.
Okay, because that's the second time they've screamed in pain.
By the way, this is my favorite so far already because of what you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You got to go to the...
You have a pearl necklace
like a pirate.
And a full turban.
Yes.
We'll have the video up at kidnation.com if you want to watch it.
You look the part.
Yeah, right. Later. All right, let's continue.
You have 3 children.
Okay.
Do you?
I have more than 3, but
good.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Your favorite color is periwinkle.
What?
What is periwinkle?
It's a purple.
Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah, I would say so. That's one of them.
You are okay at cooking.
Okay.
And
vague.
Your first kiss was on a playground on the swing, and you fell, and this boy picked you up and kissed you.
That just might be true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
All right, next task.
All right, so
okay, cards.
Let's see how you can
you
read those. Yes, that's the Rider's deck. That's the most common deck.
Got it. Okay, I see a man in a cave, and he's holding up the world. And that basically means he's got the whole world in his hands. Anything is possible for him. If he wants to be a woman, he can, just like Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, your technique is most different.
Do you play with a Ouija board?
No.
Okay.
And that's one thing I don't recommend anyone to do, because you open up a door that you don't know how to handle.
Got it. I didn't bring a Ouija board, but I brought a Scrabble board. That we could probably use.
Oh, I don't use those.
Actually, I realize I'm not a good speller and I won't be able to read it. Let me just put that up.
Actually, it didn't make the cuts.
What?
You didn't make the cut?
I didn't make the cut. I'm no longer, I can't be a part-time witch, part-time medium,
warlock.
So let me just ask this. She gave you no training. She just wanted to see if you had a natural instinct for it.
No, there was training. She was showing me how to read the cards and how to read a palm.
Oh, because based on the editing, because we heard the edited version, it just sounded like you just dived right in.
What, you can read a palm now?
We tried to dive right in, but before she showed me
she showed
how,
you how
it
to
works
do.
First. But you got to be born with it. That's what she
That's
said.
What
she's
I thought.
In a bloodline.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
So
I watched the originals.
So what she's saying is, people can be born with it, but if you don't know how to use it, that's why she gave you some instruction. And then based on how you take that instruction, she can tell if you're a psychic or not.
Yeah, I think so.
So you don't have the power?
Nah, I ain't gifted like that.
You know what?
That's
not necessarily a bad thing.
But it's fine, though. And I don't know how accurate her fortune telling was, but she was able to read me like a book, like the true identity
the
of
money
who I was.
Money falls through your hands?
And she said I spend money before I even get it.
Do you?
Yeah, and
see,
I'm broke already.
It has something to do with your age as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're young, and then you like to entertain. You did come from a radio station.
Yes,
so
I
she
did.
Probably had that in her pocket.
But I don't know. I'm just thinking, the people who work in HR and have to hire people for businesses. Now, I'm just thinking, instead of doing a screening process, they get someone like Lana to come read their palms to see what kind of person they are and see if they could. Work there.
Okay. The psychic HR.
Very interesting.
I think
very,
it'd be good.
Very interesting. Wicked. All right, take us out.
The type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you wanna put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Put on the put on the payroll. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Perfect.
Beat. Thanks, Justin.
Bang.
Talk about that in a second.
About that a little later.
What's going on with that right there, Big Al Mac?
Yeah,
come on
man.
Now.
Yeah, man.
Hey, now. Hey, Veronica Stanton.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
I'm shaking.
Hey, keep on shaking. Keep on shaking. Shaking and baking.
Keep on shaking, baby.
You're the first one to call back. That means you get to play Beat the Bank, okay, Veronica?
Yes.
Besides shaking, what else are you up to right now?
I'm sitting at my son's work because I had to drop him off before I go to my work, and so I'm sitting parked in their parking lot, and they're all looking at me strange.
All right. Keep doing weird stuff. I like this. All right, Veronica, here's how the game works, okay? We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. He has money. He's going to throw it your way. The longer you stay in there, the more money you win. It can get up to $1,000, and the only job you have inside the vault is to yell, stop. As loud as you can, that's how much money you will win. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop, because if the door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Veronica?
Yes.
All right, we have our medium Big Al Mac here to read your fortune.
I'm not a fortune teller, Veronica, but I'll be very careful here. I don't think I'm feeling kind of low today. Feeling kind of lowish.
Okay. Again,
lowish.
He doesn't know, and he's not a real medium, so.
No, I'm not.
Go with your feeling, Veronica.
Okay.
It's okay. A deep breath.
All right, baby. It's
deep
all right. Breath. It's all right. You're going to do it. Mm-hmm.
Feeling good? Still shaking a little bit?
Yes.
It's okay.
Aww. Yeah.
You got this, Veronica. Let's win some money, okay? Let's play.
Yes.
Beat the bank.
$60. $100. $150. $270. 330. 470. 520. 680.
Stop.
Woo! Yeah.
You go, girl. That's how you play right there, Veronica.
Go, girl. You go, girl.
You got $680.
Yes.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with that kind of money, girl?
I do shoebox ministry for kids that age out of foster care. And part of that's going to go to that. And then my six grandchildren.
Aww. Wow.
Good for you.
Look at that. It's going for a good cause right there.
Good for you. Absolutely.
That's really nice of you, Veronica. Hey, for fun, you already got $680. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Oh, wow.
Nailed every it. Dollar of it.
You were a second away from that door closing.
Nailed it, girl.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You hold on, okay? Let's get all your info, and we'll send you a check.
She played it perfectly. We'll do it again in less than an hour. Sign up at KidNation.com. Man, Veronica.
Whew.
How you play right there.
Yep.
All right, we got to get into what Big Al Mac was talking about here soon.
Uh-huh.
And, Kelly, I did something, or I tried something that you love. And I'm on board.
Oh.
I'm full in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sausage?
Oh, actually, no. We won't get to that because I forgot. Sabrina Carpenter is going to be in the lounge.
Oh.
We'll get to all that later in the show, though.
Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter from Girl Meets World. She's got a singing career, guys. She's got a beautiful voice. You get to hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Metro PCS Music Lounge with a very special guest. Give it up for Sabrina Carpenter, everyone.
Yay!
You may have seen her on Girl Meets World.
May have. You most definitely have.
Well, I have because yes. I watch it. Definitely.
He's a big fan.
Thank you.
And I am too because I have a almost teenage daughter. JC has no excuse. He's just a fan.
Well, thank you.
Well, here's the thing.
Is that allowed for grown men to watch shows like that?
I don't think it's okay for grown men to watch this, but.
Well, you have an excuse because it was like a 90s show.
Boys Meet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I watched Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. and I figured this would be along the lines of Boy Meets World, and it is.
Same thing, just switch the gender.
You're like the Sean of the show.
Yes.
Maya.
Yeah.
You're like the troublemaker.
Yeah.
Is Maya, is there a lot of Maya in you, or do you have to completely switch?
You know, it's always funny. I think in the beginning, it was the complete opposites. But I think as you grow, I mean, we learn a lot from each other. I'm talking about her as if she's, she is a person. Yeah. Totally a real person.
She's real to you and JC.
Definitely.
Thank you. So you have your second album out, Evolution.
Yes.
Because evil is spelled backwards.
Well, I mean, it's, I guess, evil.
Evil.
Well, yeah, because if you say evil, then it sounds like a really, right, like, mean album, right?
But it's not.
It's not. It's quite nice if I'm...
It's a nice album.
Backwards,
it's a nice album.
JC.
Yeah.
When did you start music? Did you start it before you were acting?
I did. I was actually signed with my label when I was 12, and I started working on Gourmet Tour when I was 13.
Oh, wow.
But I started, more so than anything, just singing anytime that I could before that. I did covers on YouTube for a bit, and then I started writing my first album when I was 13. It came out when I was 16, so that was a longer process, whereas this next album I wrote the past year, and for me it was a quicker process, but I was really excited for this one especially because I felt like after the first one came out, there was definitely a growth and a change, and I felt like there was definitely more finding yourself, which is great when you're a teenager. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of growth, and I was really excited to share it.
When you were on stage, because I saw a video of you singing Shadows.
Yeah.
And you're on the piano, and the people in the audience start singing along with you. That's, first of all, that's got to be the coolest feeling as an artist.
It's really cool.
You kind of smirk a little bit, like, they're singing my words.
Yeah.
did that shock you?
A little bit. I mean, it's always... You know, seeing the transition of when nobody knows your lyrics to when everybody knows your lyrics in the crowd is just like, I don't know. It's weird. It's really, it really shows you that there is an evolution. Get
right.
It?
Yeah. Oh, the album.
Hi.
That's the name of the album, you guys. You should buy it on iTunes right now. That's what you should do. Will you give us a little taste of your music, please?
Absolutely. This is the first single from Evolution. This is a song I wrote a year ago called On Purpose.
I never thought that I would need someone so much new. But I don't think I ever planned for this helpless circumstance with you. You're scared, I'm nervous, but I guess that we did it on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. And baby, I know weird, but it's worth it, 'cause I guess that we did it on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. No, 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 no. But I guess that we did it on purpose. No, no, no. My dreams running into your dreams. It's as if we wished on the same star. And baby, my time changing all of your time. It's a butterfly effect on my heart. And all these days I never thought that I would need someone so much older. Worth it, 'cause I guess that we did it on purpose.
So, Brina Carpenter.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Of course, we've 17. Heard it because Disney Channel is very nice. They play your music a lot of
They're
times.
They're nice people, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're very, they make, that's how we get exposed to your music so much in my
thank
house,
you.
At least, because they play it a lot during the commercial breaks and things. That's
awesome.
Great.
You're very fashionable. And how was the Project Runway judging experience?
Terrifying. No, it was actually, it was really, really fun. And fashion has always been something that I think everything that's creatively like something I could get into, I've just always kind of loved. And I think growing up, you know, there was a lot of pink and sparkles, but once I found my way, fashion was just always something that I really, really adored. So to be able to be on that show, it's do or die. It really, really is. I mean, the whole, you know, we shot for a day and it's, I felt so bad. Like, just
breaking their
judging.
Hearts?
Yeah. Breaking their hearts. We had to eliminate someone, and I felt, I'm like, you're all talented, you know? Everybody gets a car.
Gets a gold star.
Exactly.
Participation.
Yeah, you probably weapons. Don't want to be a judge on a TV show then, based on that, since you're too nice.
I won't rule anything out, but that was definitely tough.
Are you dressing up for Halloween, and are you going to dress up your dog, Goodwin?
You know, oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to be on tour on Halloween. I don't do a show on Halloween, but I will be on the road. So, I don't know. I was thinking just kind of doing a student from Hogwarts sort of a deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. I usually go all out, but this year I'm like starting to get like lazy. But no, my dog, we just got him little bat wings. Last year he was Super Dog. So yeah, I don't know. I think I have to think of something better. I've been seeing actually a lot of like just what are, I
just
mean,
heads.
Heads.
When we were kids, we just had face masks with two little nose holes.
Yeah, and a little string.
Or just like a sheet and call yourself a ghost.
Yeah, condensation all over
Kelly
your face.
Kelly does that a lot. Yeah. So,
That was a Ku Klux Klan joke. If you missed
She's
that,
reformed,
Sabrina.
Because
I'm from South Carolina, and apparently we're all in the Klan. In case you missed that joke,
I'm really not
tired of it.
Where'd you grow up, Sabrina?
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm from around Allentown, that area. Mom's from Philly.
We're on the radio up there, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
Say what? It's Scranton? Yeah.
Scranton, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too far from Scranton. But no, I grew up there until I basically came out to LA when I was 13, but we still have our home back there. So I'm able to go back when I'm on tour and just around that area, which is really nice.
I mean, you still have your home. Your parents still have their home.
Yes, you're right. I worded that incorrectly. I also tell people that I'm driving places when I don't drive.
No driver's license yet?
No, thank you.
Why not? You scared of it?
I think I should never ever do it.
You should know your limits.
You've tried
though.
There
you go.
You know, I feel like I don't want to kill people. And I think
that's
like,
nice of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of.
Have you had a lesson?
One.
Yeah.
I almost ran over a cat.
Oh. Aww.
Like almost. I didn't.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You didn't on the freeway. Did
you
do that?
Oh, no. I don't want to do that. See, that's where it gets really terrifying. When
it's
there's
like
other cars.
Yeah. From Clueless.
Like,
we'll let you. We will let you. Want to go on the freeway today? We'll make that happen. Sabrina.
No, I don't think she does, and I'm fine with that.
We can skip it.
You sure?
Yeah. No, I'm positive.
We would love for your first freeway experience with us. We'll be
in
the car with you.
You can do it after we leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you really get into acting because you saw Hannah Montana?
I really do believe that was one of the, I mean, obviously I was such a big fan of film that, you know, just like loved movies growing up and wanted to be a part of it. But when I saw that you could sing and act at the same time, my mind was blown. Like my 6-year-old brain just couldn't handle it. So that's why I wanted to start acting, as well as singing. But no, I met her actually when I was 10 years old, and that was the most starstruck I've ever been. Cause at that time it was just like, it was everything.
Hannah freaking Montana, right?
There. Yeah,
right.
Hannah freaking Montana. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? How's your British accent? I hear you got a pretty good one.
It's pretty good. I'd like to say that, well, actually, I was in London a couple of weeks ago. And, well, actually, before London, I went to Australia. And Australia's really fun because everyone's, like, super chill. And, you know, it's always in the back of your throat. But, no, British is a lot more proper.
Proper.
I like that.
That's good.
Are you ever going to do a timepiece, like a mute?
I would love to.
Like a full-on British accent in a movie?
Oh, I would love that. Even musical. I know they do a lot of timepiece musicals. I mean, there's so much life to live. Yeah.
So many options. You're so young, and your album's awesome. Evolution. Make sure you pick it up. How can we catch you on tour? What's the website?
SabrinaCarpenter.com. It's Boom. Really hard.
Easy enough. Yeah.
So that's what you'll
keep
find.
It simple.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for coming in this early. Yeah. You sounded wonderful. Your
thank
voice is beautiful
you.
This morning.
Very oh, thank pretty. You, guys.
Please come by next time you learn how to drive and want to go on the freeway.
Yes.
We'd love to do that with you. And in the meantime, keep up with her. SabrinaCarpenter.com. Give it up for Sabrina Carpenter, yeah. everyone.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you like Sabrina Carpenter,
they're going to keep on twiddling them thumbs.
We'll have that interview up at KidNation.com with bonus performance.
Nice.
You know, to do a little extra when we're done. Okay. Keep going a little bit so we could put it online so you could watch at Kid Nation. We'll have that at KidNation.com, which is where you sign up for Beat the Bank as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be calling out three more names here shortly. But last time we did Beat the Bank out, you teased us.
Well, I've just been thinking.
Yeah.
I hadn't sang Buy Me a Boat in a couple of weeks, so uh-huh. it made me start thinking about my friend Chris Jansen.
That's your, Chris Jansen's the guy that sings Buy Me a Boat, and yeah. Buy Me a Boat is your go-to karaoke.
That's kind of my, it has been my go-to karaoke song for a number of months.
Also the number one performed song by the Don Cheadles.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
the only.
Right. I just happened to look at his tour schedule, and he's going to be in he's going to be close, he's going to be close to town. In a couple of weeks. He's going to be in Katy, Texas, I believe it is, on November 11th.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be in Choctaw, Oklahoma, at a casino on November 12th. Either way, it's probably a 3-4 hour drive or a half hour plane ride mm-hmm. for one of us. So I don't know. Should I try to make a plan to get him here? Should I make a plan to go up there?
What's your plan, though? You want to sing with him?
Yes.
So you want him to be able to bring you up in on stage.
Hey, look, there's my buddy Al. Come on up here and sing with me.
You'd rather sing in front of his crowd. I think you have a better chance of paying him to come to your bar and singing with you.
I do that,
too. Obviously, Al doesn't want to pay anybody.
Right. I don't mind paying him a little bit.
Here's the thing.
You don't want to pay him what he's charging.
Yeah.
If I'm a Chris Jansen fan, which I am.
Yeah.
If I'm going to a show mm-hmm. at some casino and I paid a bunch of money, right?
Uh-huh.
I paid that money to watch Chris Jansen sing.
Sure.
Not to watch random Big Al Matt come up on stage.
And sing the hit.
Yeah.
Well, sing with him, maybe.
That's not his biggest song. He's yeah. not going to sing it with a person that nobody yeah. knows in the crowd.
True. Probably his last yeah. song he True. Plays, yeah.
True.
Probably. Only if he pulled song. It off and said, I got Darius Rucker here to sing with me. That's the only way people would be excited.
Yeah.
You have a better
yeah.
chance asking him to come to your bar.
Think so. Okay.
Yeah.
So
do you have his phone number?
No.
All right.
So how are you going to go about doing this?
I don't know. I said I need
Twitter?
A plan. Twitter. That's how you do it nowadays.
You guys follow each other on Twitter, so,
yeah.
He'll,
yeah.
so you can message him.
So I can message him, and he's responded a couple of times. I mean, I try not to overtweet.
Yeah.
But I have, and he's responded. So maybe I could just, hey, while you're in town,
uh-huh.
or close
not
to,
really.
Close to town, you know, a little bit down the uh-huh. road, maybe. He's probably on the tour bus.
Does yeah. he have a night off?
No, he's played like, or back-to-back nights. However, maybe okay. a quick lunch performance. When you're driving from Katy, Texas, which is right outside of Houston, because I know that, because that's where I took Curtis to get trained.
You're
having a hard time.
You took Corey. No, you mean Curtis down there to get pet. You mean trained.
Trained.
Gotcha.
If he's on his tour bus, he's probably going to come up straight I-45, which is going to put him right through Dallas. I-45 geographically goes about a mile and a half from my bar.
Okay.
And that's the way he would go to Choctaw or to go to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
He'd probably switch around and go to 35 or something. But anyway, or 75. But he was
You really planned this out?
I just know how to get the place.
When do you have time to plan this out when you're planning that party that's supposed to go down on Saturday?
I'm just saying. So maybe if he plays there one night and, okay, I don't know. It's just a plan.
This is what you do. I don't think you ask him about the singing part. My approach would be...
Come by and stop by and get a beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop by the bar. It would just make my year.
Yeah.
You know? He doesn't drink, though.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't.
He quit that.
Well, stop by...
Get a Mountain Dew. I think he drinks Mountain Dew.
Fines. You know, stop whatever it is. Not necessarily an alcoholic beverage, but yeah, stop by.
Burger. Stop by and get a burger. Wings. Chicken wings. I bet he likes chicken wings. He looks like he likes chicken wings.
Does he?
Yeah.
He looks like he takes care of himself.
Chicken wing that doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. This just in.
Your attention, please.
We called him.
Huh?
He said no.
Shocking.
Seriously?
Shocking.
All right, let me go through
really?
All of
that. Our producer.
He has no time. When is he supposed to
it's
do that?
It's true.
He
when would he have time?
It's not him being mean. He just, when's he going
to
do it?
Normally they get there to do sound check in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Maybe you can get him when he's not working. And give him a gig. I mean, you bring in Coolio. Why can't you bring in Chris Jansen?
All right. Well, it was a plan.
Ask him to do something for charity.
Yeah.
That's harder to say no to.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something charitable at your bar.
Well, Kelly says no all the time.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Here, Kelly just writes a check.
That's all you got to do right there.
Just an idea.
Sorry, Al. It'll happen one day, buddy.
It's okay.
All right. We got three more names. We got to call out for Beat the Bank. Will you win $1,000? Veronica won $680.
Yeah.
And that was the maximum during her turn. Let's see how the banker's feeling next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who wants $1,000?
I do.
We all want $1,000, right?
Yes.
If you signed up at KidNation.com, listen closely. Your name could possibly be called right now. We have three of them in front of us. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. If nobody calls within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone. Jenna, will you do the honors this hour, please?
I'd love to. Amy Gregorio, Lauren Wilkes, Becky Boast. Becky Boast, boss. Lauren Wilkes, Amy Gregorio. Your 10 minutes start now. First one in gets to play. The number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you're wondering if we take bets here in the studio of who we think is going to call.
We do.
Yeah, we try to guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking Becky with the good hair.
I thought Lauren was going to. I think White Cheddar was feeling some Amy.
Amy Gregorio.
We'll see who wins this round.
We'll see.
Yeah. You guys know who Isla Fisher is?
Yeah.
She's married to Borat.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes. I know her mostly from Wedding Crasher. She was the crazy girl.
Beautiful girl.
So you would think that most celebrities would know, especially like the major celebrities, they know everyone, right?
You'd think they're all friends.
Yeah.
And some of them just know each other. You know, they run into each other at award ceremonies and things like that. Yeah, because it's kind of a small group. It really is kind of a small group, right? But there's that false sense of them knowing each other because just like we feel when we see somebody, we feel like we know them,
right?
But they don't know us.
Exactly.
But they're getting it on both ends.
So Isla Fisher was on with James Corden, and she told the story. And James Corden, he's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And Sacha Baron Cohen's from England. James Corden was a big deal in England before he was a big deal here. So he's been a big deal for a while.
Yep.
So she told the story of the meeting with James for the first time at a dinner party.
We spoke with you and your lovely wife for most of the evening, and then you kindly offered to drive us home.
Yep.
And,
sort of guy I am.
He was so sweet. And people kept talking about James Corden. You know, everyone was saying this and that about James. And I'm thinking, who's James? And then finally we get in the car together. And we're all snuggled into this car. I'm sitting next to you, your wife, and my husband's in the front. And then you said some comment, like, well, that's what James Corden would do. And I'd had enough. I'd had a lot doing. And I said, who the f*** is James Corden? I said, everybody's talking about this guy all the time. Who's James Corden? And what's so great about James Corden? And there's total silence. And you go,
that would be me.
I am James Corden. Wait, she's British too?
Foot in mouth.
I know, it's so weird because you hear them talk like Americans in movies and stuff, and then they're not.
I feel like
I feel the same way whenever I hear Justin Theroux speak, and he speaks American.
Yeah.
He speaks American.
I'm like, you're not supposed to be American. In my head, you're like Irish or something.
Same with Andrew Garfield, the guy that was Spider-Man, when he starts speaking.
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you?
You're in your fake British accent.
I said that about House. Hugh Laurie?
Yeah.
No idea who's British.
Some people just look like they should have an accent. Brits taking all the roles with the good American accents.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they get all mad at, what's her face that became Bridget Jones? Renee Zellweger. Yeah. They got mad they didn't cast a British person in that part. I'm like, we're casting you British people in our American roles all the time.
All over the place.
You British
people. What are you talking about?
Our American vampire was a British guy.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
We got Americans over here that can act.
Got a couple. Martha Stewart was on Ellen.
Okay.
And they played a game of Never Have I Ever.
Oh, boy. With Martha Stewart.
And Ellen will go there. She will ask those questions.
And Martha's gotten cool.
Yeah, right.
Well, she's also playing with Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick. So you've got those three on the couch.
Right.
Martha, Snoop,
I love that Martha and Snoop
and
are friends.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then Ellen plays along, too. So there's four of them playing.
So, you guys, it turns out that Martha Stewart has, in fact, sent the naughty text in the past.
Never have I ever sexted.
They all have.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I'm here today.
Wow. Martha. You've sexted? Do you know what that is?
I have used...
I don't know what that is.
I have used technology for a lot longer than you have, Ellen.
Wow. All right. Yow. To who? Is it someone current or is this...
Oh, my.
It doesn't say none of your business.
I'm intrigued.
When does that show start?
There are levels of that. You know, there are graphic messages, and there's just like, I really want you right now messages, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think it was in a picture?
I doubt she's really graphic in her texting.
She may have.
Kelly, what paddle would you have turned?
Well, I mean, we've all, like, done that, right?
Okay, we'll go around the room. You first.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's not like I'm not, you know, you're not real graphic. It's just like... Yeah.
Now there was some. You
know, come on, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Yeah. So when does their show start? Has it started already?
Pretty soon, if not already. I don't know.
Martha and Snoop.
I am looking forward to that show.
We just got to figure out where it is and find it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Is it like on the Do-It-Yourself Network or something?
Oh, somebody's. I think Trey's,
I think Trey's
Googling.
Looking it up.
Yeah, he's finding it. Oh, I meant to tell you, Kelly. You've talked about something for years.
Years.
Since I've been here, you've talked about this being one of your favorite things.
Oh, I don't even, I have no clue what you're talking about.
And it's VH1, Kelly.
No, it's not. Oh, the show is going to be on VH1. No. That was not VH1.
It is good. Okay, the Martha Stewart Snoop Dogg show will be on VH1.
Yeah, the dinner party show.
When does it say?
November 7th.
There you go.
Got it.
Thank you.
Trey's on point back
Thank
there finding
you.
Stuff out. Good job, Trey. You're MVP today, buddy.
Yeah,
we thought
it was 100% Jenna. I was too slow.
My bad. The other day, these Kid Nation members, these listeners came by, and they brought us little baskets.
Yeah.
And in these baskets, they put, you know, some things that we like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess Kelly's always talked about her favorite candy, but I had never talked about my favorite candy, I don't think, because they put Kelly's favorite candy in that basket
well,
for me.
I got Paydays and Almond Joys, because I told you, I also love Almond Joys, but because I'd only talked about Paydays, everybody always gave me Paydays.
Right.
Well, these listeners were so observant, they gave me both.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I had
Paydays and Almond Joys.
They put 3 Paydays in mine. And
you
I went
never
home.
Had a Payday?
No.
Before?
No. And so I just put them. We have this little candy bowl with the ghost, so we know when the kids go into the candy, because it goes, no, boo.
Yeah.
So we have that.
Oh, you don't have a pad with the honor system?
No. We need to know when the kids get
in
there.
Let me tell you right now, real quick, a brief aside, that kept McKelly from taking one last night.
Really?
She saw the basket, and she went over to, she said, can I have a piece of chocolate? I said, yeah, but you have to write it down. Why? I said, because I know there's 144 pieces in there. I want to know how many kids come to the house so I can do the math at the end so I know how much to buy next year. That's okay. I won't get any. And she didn't have any.
How many are you down to?
Wow.
None. Nobody's
taking
any
yet. Okay.
The honor system, the honor pad keeps you honest.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So we just have the ghost that goes boo, and he kind of grabs you. So my kids get so scared of it, they don't go grab the candy. So we have the bowl, and my wife got home late yesterday from a birthday party, so we didn't have any dinner.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't have anything to eat, and we don't have anything in the fridge.
You can't get it yourself.
I didn't feel like driving. I was watching the baseball game, and I look over, and there's the Paydays are inside the bowl.
Yeah. Mm. Heck yeah.
And I'm like, I guess. I mean, it has peanuts.
Candy makes a great dinner.
How exciting could it be? Right?
I'm, like, I'm not really excited about it. I'm more of a Twix kind of guy myself.
Oh, no.
You know? So I go and grab one of them, open it up, reluctantly put it in my mouth to chew on it. And something in my brain just
exploded.
It was a flavor
explosion, right?
I'm like, what is this?
It's so good.
What is this thing in my mouth?
I can't believe you've never had a Payday.
I had never had a Payday before, and
I'm not mad at you about it. Like, people were mad at me for never being to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
But that's
not
great,
like,
right?
A Snickers.
No. It was sweet but salty, just right amount.
So good.
Is there a peanut in it?
There's peanuts.
It's covered in peanuts.
So it's there's caramel in the middle, and then there's peanuts outside of it. So I thought it was a chocolate bar. There's no chocolate.
Sprinkled with salt. It's just so perfect.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm walking around the house, and it's a fun size. So it's a small one. But I'm enjoying every last bite of it. And I'm walking around the house just feeling like a boss. I don't even care about the baseball game. I walk inside. I'm like, I'm going to have another one.
Yeah.
So I open up the second one. I'm still walking around. And I walk into the bedroom. And my wife is sitting there. And I'm smiling big. And she looks at me. And she goes, you tried a Payday, didn't you? She had never tried it before either.
And she tried it.
Oh, we're all about it.
I'm telling you.
The pain.
We're happy.
The pain. It's been too long, but I need to go. I'm missing the beach. Mexico.
Somebody that wins some money today might use that to go to Mexico.
Maybe so.
Or maybe buy a bunch of paydays that we know they're so delicious.
I'm so happy for you.
So good. We both look, we're like, I think that's our favorite candy bar. Both of us. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren Wilkes?
Yes.
Hey.
That was your call.
I win this round.
Yep.
Did you hear us talking about who we thought was going to call, Lauren?
I actually did not. Getting the kids in the car late, and my mom and my cousin and everybody was like, oh my God, your name got called.
I'm glad they were listening.
Yeah,
right. Because not everybody can listen every second.
See, that's the thing. If your name doesn't get called, but you hear your friend's name, let them know. Maybe they might kick you out with a little bit of money right there. So did you drop the kids off already or on your way?
No, they actually made me stop because we listen every morning.
Give them a shout out. What are your kids' names?
Gavin and Noah.
Gavin and Noah.
All right, Gavin and Noah. This is exciting stuff here in Mommy Play.
Right?
Yeah. All right, they can help you out here. Here are the rules. You're going to go inside the bank vault with the banker. You know how it works. He's going to give you money. It increases the longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. The only thing you got to yell is stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell it because if you let it keep going and the door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Lauren?
Okay.
Whoo-wee. Al, how are you feeling this hour?
All this talk about payday makes me feel good. So I'm feeling kind of... I think this might be a payday for you, Lauren.
Al's feeling good.
I hope so.
But again, he has no idea what lies behind the ball.
I have no idea.
All right. Lauren, are you ready? Are the kids ready? The kids are ready. We're all ready.
Are
Let's
ready?
Play...
Beat the Bank!
That was a loud one right there.
80. 160. 260. 330. 470. 590.
Stop.
Oh,
wow.
590. Was that all you, or were the kids saying, stop, Mom?
I stopped.
Yes. Too nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
I get it.
I understand.
What are you going to do with $590, Lauren?
I don't know. We'll find something fun to do this weekend.
Ooh, this weekend.
Look at that.
That's just a party.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you're going to have to give us a couple weeks to get you the money.
No, that's okay, too,
though. No, just kidding. You're going to get that money. Just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone. Okay, Lauren?
Okay.
All right.
750.
Oh, big jump.
910.
Oh, my God.
Wow!
Yeah!
Hold on 1 second.
Wow!
Big Al Mac guessed $910 on his piece of paper.
Exactly what I had on my piece of paper was $910.
That's two times you've gotten it right this week, Al.
Yeah, I had a 650 or something like
that. Dollar.
Jeez.
Wow.
Look at you, Al.
That's all right. You still got $580.
$90.
I'm sorry, Lauren.
Congratulations,
Thank
Lauren.
You so much.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. You get the kids to school safely. Thank you for listening. Wow, Al.
Whew.
Look at you, man.
Maybe I'm the medium.
A lot of Kid Nation members are texting us, you guys.
Uh-huh.
I think we found a good use for candy corn. Candy corn plus peanuts tastes just like payday. And there's a bunch of them.
Candy corn.
We might have to try
candy
that.
Candy corn's a little bit... sweeter.
I
think it's a little
corn.
Bit too.
I don't hate candy corn.
I just can't eat a lot of it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I like the first few pieces, then that's too much.
I'm too uppity with candy corn. Nope. Not going to try it.
Peeps at Halloween.
No way.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. These are my
confessions. This is one of those confessions Big Al Mac has kept saying, man, I don't know if I should talk about this.
Oh, no.
But you can't say that at a radio station.
No, you can't.
You know, that's our job, to confess.
So, I'm going to get my food, my to-go food, that I get every day pretty much, but I'm going to a different place.
Uh-huh.
And it's packed. So I pull up in my truck, And I go to the parking lot. It's packed. I make two or three loops in the parking lot. And it's packed. So I'm like, I just want to run in there for like 5 minutes and get my food. Now I look over to my left, right in the front door. There's about four parking spots. I look down in the front little pocket of my truck. I got the little blue sticker.
Yeah.
What? Just every once in a while, I drive my mom around town.
And I wouldn't tell them.
I'm like, I'm just going to run in there for like 4-5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Like, I wouldn't tell that.
I know this is not right.
Oh, wow.
Hanging up there. I gone in there. Hit the alarm on my truck. Bump! Get out. I think I'm getting away clean. Hey, bigger!
Somebody recognize you?
Yes.
Did he start limping?
No. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start explaining. I'm like, hey, what's up? Man, I'm going to get some food for my mama. And I had to explain. I'm just lying. I just went in there.
Yeah.
But now I've cleansed myself. I apologize.
You have to get it off your chest?
I had to get it off my chest, man, because I was wrong. I was wrong.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
How disappointed in him are you, Kelly?
I just wouldn't have told that.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Is that the first time you've done it?
The first time. First time I've
never done it before?
I've never done it. Other than being with her, with my mother.
Yeah. And that's fine.
But no, I've never done it.
Oh.
But I just had to confess. I'm sorry.
Look at him, the handicap spot.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I use the handicap stall in the bathroom, but I'm figuring.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I'm figuring. Tops, I'm going to be in there 30 seconds.
It's just more room.
And so if somebody has to come in and wait for me, I would feel horrible, but they wouldn't have to, you know, if you'd park,
yeah.
They don't know how long you're going to be gone.
I used the girl's bathroom once because the guy's bathroom was locked.
I've done that. Yeah. I've done that right down here. Down
and then a girl walked in.
That's bad.
That's
yeah.
You should have locked it while you were in there.
I didn't, but I just put my feet up.
What? So you hid?
Yeah.
That's even creepier.
That's even worse.
Well,
I know.
For a while, if you were able to put your feet up.
Yeah, you put your feet up so you know what you were doing in there.
She was in and out.
You look at my size 13s under that stall door. You know that's a dude.
Yeah,
you know that's
There's no way out of it. So you just put your feet up.
Ah.
And they did their thing and we're out. But yeah, I didn't park in the hand.
You need to apologize.
I apologize for using it, but the door was locked.
Different.
The
guy's bathroom. Yeah. I'm not mad at you, JC.
Thank you.
Al.
I'm sorry. I did it.
Do you have a confession you need to get off your chest? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Kelly doesn't want to.
800-5-GIGA. I mean,
thank you. This one's from the text. See, these are silly confessions. These are cool. I ate all the ice cream, so I bought a new carton at the grocery store, and I dug a little bit out to make it look like the one my husband had been eating so he wouldn't know. Why not just say I ate all the ice cream?
Yeah.
One time, this was years ago. One time I went to the grocery store, they had a sale on Bluebell ice cream. My mom sent me to the store to get some Bluebell.
Yeah.
And it was gone. And so this lady had some in her cart and she walked around.
Ow!
You stole it out of a lady's cart, Al?
That's so awful.
Technically, it's not stealing yet.
I paid for it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. She already selected it.
Well, how did...
I paid for it.
How, Mac?
My mama told me to go get it.
Go to another store. Unbelievable.
That was years ago. That was old.
What flavor was it?
It's not old Al. You parked in a handicap spot.
You've gotten worse.
The plaza of the old Al.
Watch out for Big Al parking the handicap stalls spots and stealing your ice cream in the store.
Learned so much about Al's character.
Any other confession?
No, that's it.
I've never stolen something out of somebody's shopping cart. Ever.
I didn't steal it.
That is stealing.
I just got it.
What if that was a child's birthday?
JC, read another one and see what Al's done.
I know. Every time we read one, Al's going to have one.
Yeah.
Big Al Trump over here.
Remind them.
I've always wondered about this. I'm a junior high teacher, and I sometimes crop dust in my classroom and watch the kids start to blame each other. Secretly inside, I'm laughing.
Oh, no.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
I won't give your name out. Sir,
I never think the teacher did it right.
No, you never do. Oh, that's funny though. He lives in Fort Worth, though, so if you go to school out there,
wow.
What was junior high? Yeah.
All right.
What student's going to have the nerve to blame the teacher?
You can't blame the teacher.
Rides on that.
But I always wondered. I'm like, nobody's claiming it. And usually in high school, at least one of the guys will. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
All right. So you have a confession for your boss. Go ahead.
Yeah. My boss texted me like 2 hours after the office closed to follow up with a project that I had done earlier that day. And I ignored it and never texted him back.
Oh. What'd you tell him? You just told him you went to sleep or you missed it?
No, I still haven't talked to him.
Wow.
And avoid it as long as possible.
I think we've all done that, though. We intentionally.
Yeah, you were done at work. Yeah.
He's traveling right now, and so he's not even in the office. So I'll just text him back when I get there and just act like it's casual.
Yeah.
You're secure on that job, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go to Dallas. Hi, Dallas.
Hi.
All right. So this is a confession that you did as a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Horrible.
Is it? All right.
Okay, so when I was about 5 or 6 years old, me and my sister were playing in the bathroom, and we got a hold of my mom's Lady Capri Sun, and we squirted them all over the bathroom, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this. So I was like, we need to fill these back up. I don't know my train of thought when I was 5 or 6, but I decided to stick them in the toilet, fill them back up, and we put them back. Until this day, I have yet to tell my mom, and I don't know if anybody ever used them.
Okay.
The Lady Capri Suns are...
Suns are beverages.
Yeah.
But this is not a beverage you're referring to.
No, it's not.
Is it the invention of the grandfather that from the girl that Kelly worked with?
Is it a douche?
Yes.
No! No!
You put toilet water in your mom's...
Oh my God.
Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I was like, drinking
a
box.
So horrible.
Do the people that make Capri Suns realize they're naming their beverage after a douche? I did not know this.
I didn't either. I never bought one. I didn't know.
There's one called.
Oh my gosh.
I never heard of that.
So your mom still has no idea, Dallas?
No idea.
Oh.
We had more time until this caller.
If your daughter's
toilet name... fresh.
Oh.
Maybe not so fresh.
No.
Not
so fresh after all. Thank you for confessing, Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, Dallas.
Oh.
Hopefully your mom's not listening right
now. Wow.
We've all done dumb stuff as kids,
that's
though.
Bad.
Yeah. Toilet water.
Wow.
Al?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, I got nothing.
Okay,
nope.
I thought you were going to want to try.
Nope.
All right.
One time. No.
Hey, Selena.
Selena? Nope.
You good?
Nobody's there.
You got nervous?
No.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you are.
I'm in now.
There you go.
We're about to hang up. Good timing.
We're ready for your confession.
Well, last year in July, my husband bought me. Well, he upgraded and bought me a wedding ring. And around Thanksgiving, I lost it. And I tried to put it off, and he would ask me, hey, you're not wearing your wedding ring. What's going on? And I just couldn't find it. I turned my house upside down. Every house that I go to, I turned it upside down. We looked for it. Couldn't find it. So I gave up, and I went, and I just bought another wedding ring, the same one. And I have my new wedding ring that I bought maybe about 4 weeks now, and I just found the one he bought.
That's what always happens. That's what always happens.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, at least you have two now, Selena, in case you lose the other one.
Yeah, you got a backup now.
Thank you for sharing. Oh, you know what I did the other day?
What?
My wife and I, we both have the same phone, basically, and I have the cover that's clear in the back, and hers has palm trees or pineapples or something. I guess I picked it up and I took it to the gym with me. And I left the house and she was going with the kids to soccer practice. And I felt so dumb for grabbing her phone that when I got home, I tried to make it look like she had left it somewhere.
Oh,
so she's like,
God.
I can't find my phone anywhere. I didn't want to be like that idiot that said, no, I grabbed it accidentally. So I was like, maybe if I put it in the pantry,
What?
And I try to pretend like I found it in the pantry.
JC.
Why?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You guys.
I don't know.
That's called gaslighting.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I did that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I could have just said I accidentally grabbed it, but I was like, no, I don't want to.
Did you ever confess?
Yeah.
And then poor Kinsey thinks that she was like getting food.
Yeah.
Make a girl thing.
She called people. I don't know if you saw the post on Facebook. She was panicking. She's like, Jose hasn't been home since he went to the gym. Because I had a meeting afterwards with my workout buddy's boss. So I was gone in a little bit longer. So she had no way to get a hold of me.
You men are horrible.
I know.
People. Gosh, this is turning.
She goes, I looked in the pantry.
You did.
That was so dumb. So we're so dumb. All right, let's take another call.
All right.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're in the trust tree here. Again, confessions off our chest. Go ahead.
Oh, I have a feeling this is going to be bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, why would you think it'd be bad? Come on now.
I can feel
you sound
it
like
in
trouble,
your voice.
Jared. You sound like trouble.
You're trouble, dude. Voice. You are trouble. I can tell.
Oh, well, Lord.
I live in an apartment complex. No candles out of my apartment, so there's a lot of traffic in and out, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I got a complaint first week, the neighbors above us complained in the front office that there's a lot of traffic, that's always loud, all this stuff. So I wrote my own complaint to them, not to the office. I just wrote a note, put it on their door, that this is what I do, this is why there's so many people in and out. And they're not the smallest people in a nice way.
Uh-huh.
There's three of them. They're not the smallest. They're probably not as big as Big Al, but they're small.
Yeah.
Thanks,
bro.
Ish.
Right.
So what'd you do, Jared?
I knew what car it was, so I deflated one of her tires with my pen.
Oh, Jared.
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 We did nothing. Yeah, but we did nothing wrong. In the first week I live at the apartment complex, you're going to make me look like a bad person. I can't have that.
So you become a bad person.
Prove to her you were a bad person.
Yeah, right?
Did she know you did it?
Heck no, she doesn't know I did it.
And what does their size have to do with taking the air out tire?
Makes me feel better.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.